Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
Oscar winner Common is no longer remaining silent about his long-rumored relationship with political commentator Angela Rye. Yep, the rapper has confirmed they are dating. He was talking to Bevy Smith over there at SiriusXM, and he says that they have a terrific connection together. He says she's a wonderful woman, and you know what? He also admires that Rye is a lot of fun in addition to being a woke activist, and you know that man does need an activist by his side, because that's what he is. And on Extra the other day, Usher spoke about the horrific mass shooting at the Route 91 Harvest Music Festival, saying it will not deter him from doing what he loves. He says music has always been a place to retreat for love, for passion, and honesty. We are not going to be in fear of things that happen. And he also added, breaking news, he's going to have a concert in Las Vegas very soon. There will be a tribute to the victims of the shooting, and he says that's how you respond to adversity. That's how you respond to negativity. You do it with love. Of course, Usher's heart and everyone's heart goes out to everyone that lost someone and that people are suffering there. And speaking of love and doing good deeds, Denzel Washington was recently walking through the streets of Chicago, and he made one elderly woman's day. He was just asking for directions, and the woman, Juanita Hubbard, was excited to see Washington. She told him, "I just saw your movie John Q last night. I can't believe this. God is so good," the woman said as she clipped along with him. And by the way, it was her birthday. She turned 86, and she said to Denzel, "This is my best birthday gift." Well, Denzel asked if she knew his aunt who lived up the street, but the elderly woman didn't remember her. He was apparently asking for directions to a nearby restaurant named Leon's Barbecue. He also asked someone on her porch about the criminal street gang back in the day, the Blackstone Rangers. Well, you know what? Some of his cousins used to make Denzel fight when he was younger in that gang. He wanted to know if they were still around. Well, one man identified himself as a ranger to Denzel, and Denzel came up with the joke, "I'm 62 and I finally got back with the Rangers." Then this other young child came up who didn't even know who Denzel was. They all told him they would make sure that the child watched one of Denzel's movies. Denzel quipped back and said, "Make sure that you don't show him Training Day." I agree. Good movie, though. And for all of these stories and a whole lot more, make sure you follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood and at AURN Online. And don't forget to check out our podcast today, very special podcast today, with my friend Reginald Hudlin, who's directing the new movie, Marshall. You do not want to miss this. All that at AURN.com.